You are now listening to the First Baptist Church of America's podcast. If you have any questions about our church, please check us out online at fbcamericas.org. This Sunday is Youth Sunday, and we will hear testimonies from two of our students on our leadership team. Let's listen in.
Good morning. Most of you know me, but if not, I'm Carissa. I'm Rusty's kid. So, I was born August 19th, 2004, into a family of drug addicts, people that didn't love Jesus. So 13 years and 3 months ago, I arrived on the doorstep of a family that would love me unconditionally and that would raise me to find and stay on the path that God had planned for me. 2 years and 3 months later, we went to the courthouse and they legally claimed me to be a part of their family. It's my adoption day. I am blessed to have a big family of Christian role models to look up to. My sister Casey, she is a missionary. She served 2 years in Africa and is now serving in Florida. They are building churches and she is a teacher. Casey's my best friend. She, since like the age gap, I would never get to see her a lot. She'd always be in college or she'd be away. But whenever she'd come home, we'd always have fights to make up for the time that we lost. But she would also give me really good advice on how to grow up as a Christian girl. And, you know, my brother Brian, he is a minister of music at in a small town called Hazelhurst, and he is the cutest baby ever. He has the cutest baby. I just said he is the cutest baby. I'm sorry. So when I was 8 years old, I felt God pressing on my heart, and I was ready to accept Christ and let him lead my life. So going into seventh grade, I gradually became unhappy, you know, hormones and stuff. But I was losing friends, and I couldn't figure out why everyone hated me so much. And I hated me too. So anyway, I didn't fit in with my youth group, and all of this altogether drove me away from Christ. So I stopped coming to youth, and I totally lost faith. About a year ago, God started working in me again, and I slowly started to see the beauty in life, and I also realized the reason why I drove all of my friends away. I was putting my happiness in them, and that wasn't going to work because I needed to put my happiness in Jesus Christ, and I finally realized that, and I became such a happier person, obviously. So I have found my reason to live. I finally figured out what it really means to be a Christian, and that is to make disciples and worship him in all we do. Currently, I am on the youth leadership team here, and I am helping out at camp in summer. And I love it. And I'm done.
Thank you for listening and stay tuned for the next testimony from Youth Sunday.